Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chav Vav. We left off in daf Kuf Chav Hey Amud Beis. We discussed yesterday a couple of very important issues relating to Tumah and Tahara. We discussed the idea that Nogea is synonymous in certain contexts with Ohel. The Mishnah at the very end of daf Kuf Chav Dalam Beis said that Kolis Hameis, a marrow bone of a dead body, if you're Nogea Behen, if you touch it, whether it's Sasum or Nakuv, it's Tameh. So there were three ways of understanding why that should be the case. And the third of the three ways of understanding was that the word Nogea doesn't mean Nogea in this context. The word Nogea actually means Ohel in this context, that Ohel sometimes is referred to as Nogea. And the Gemara had said that according to Rava, that's only true about the types of Ohel where you are Ma'ahil on the Tumah, or the Tumah is Ma'ahil on you. But if there's an Ohel Hamshacha, which means that you and the Tumah are both under the same roof, that would not be considered Nogea. And then we had a discussion further about the ability to be the ability of tumuna of tumah that's under wraps, that's under that's covered under something, to be bokas viola, to go right through its covering. So normally we assume that if there's a posech tefach between the tumah and that which is covering it, so we assume that that creates its own ohel and the tumah does not go through the ceiling; it stays within underneath the area underneath the covering. But if there's less than a posech tefach, so generally we assume tumah b'kas viola, the tumah will shoot straight through the covering. But there is a shita, the Gemara said yesterday, of Rabbi Yossi, that tumah tumuna ino b'kas, that if you have tumah that's under wraps, that's under a covering, even with less than a poseach tefach, it does not go right through the covering, it does not shoot up straight to the sky, it's not b'kas viola, ad l'rakia. So says the Gemara, umina temra. How do we know that this is true? How do we know that Rabbi Yossi actually holds this way, that tumah that's tumuna, that's tumah that's underneath the covering, is going to be able to go right through the covering? So says Gemara Ditran, because we have a Mishnah. Tevas hamigdal sheish b'pasech tefach v'en b'yitziyasa pasech tefach. Let's say you have a box of some sort, a dresser or something like that, that inside there is a pasech tefach. There's airspace that's certainly a tefach, but the opening to get into the box is less than a tefach. So tumah b'tocha, if there's tumah inside that box, habayis tameh, the whole house is going to be tameh. Tumah bebayis, but if there's tumah in the house, masha betocha tahar, that which is in the box is going to be tahar. Why? What's the svara? Mipnei shederech tumah latzeis vein derech tumah likanes. Meaning, as of right now, the Pesach is not enough to allow the tumah to go through right now, to allow the tumah to be transferred from the to spread from inside the box to outside the box, or from outside the box to inside the box. But there is another din called sof tumah latzeis, that wherever we know the tumah is going to end up, we view it as if it's already there. So when we say sof tumah latzeis, so if the tumah is inside the box, the bayis is going to be tameh, because the tumah eventually is going to be moved outside of this box. So sof tumah latzeis tells us that the entire house is tameh. But if there's tumah in the house, whatever's in the box is tahar, because who says that we're going to put this tumah in the box? We don't have the concept of sof tumah latzeis to tell us we're going to put the tumah in the box. So if you look at Tosfos, the Tosfos Dibra Maskel Tumah Bebayis Masha Betocha Tar, Tosfos writes Shamigdal Chotzeit Bein Atumah Bein Masha Betocha, that the actual box itself is a chatzitza between the tumah and that which is inside of the box. Why? Because there ain't no makabel tumah. Normally you would think, well, wait a second, the box is a kli. If it's a kli, it's makabel tumah. If it itself is makabel tumah, it can't be chotzeit b'pnei tumah. So it says Tosfos, no, we're talking about a kind of box that can't be makabel tumah. Why? Da'asu l'nachasu, because it's a kind of box, it's a very large box, it's a large chest that's meant to stay there forever. It's meant to, it's not easily moved. It's asu l'nachas, and such a kli is considered significant enough that it doesn't have a din of a kli anymore. It doesn't have a din of Kabbalah's Tumah anymore. So anyway, that's the Tanakama. So says the Gemara, five lines from the bottom, Kuf Chafeim Beis. Rabbi Yossi mitaher b'pnei sheyachol hu lotzia lachatzon ol lesorfa b'mekoma. That Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's going to be tahar even in a case where the tumah is inside the box. It's going to be tahar, the house is going to be tahar, because it's not necessarily so that the tumah is going to leave the box in its state of tumah. What you might do is take the tumah out of the box piece by piece, in which case you're going to be taking out less than a shear. So let's say you have a kazayis basam and a mace in that box. So you cut it up into tiny little pieces while it's in the box and remove it piece by piece. You're never going to be metame the house. So you don't know that tumah is going to come out into the house. Or you could put a match inside the box and burn the tumah inside the box. So the tumah will never come out. So since you can always do either of those things, we assume that that we don't apply sof tumah latzeis over here. Now, says Tosos, near the moder Rabbi Yosi, Bahadam Rin Beitza, Ames Bebayis, Vlop Sacham Arbe, Kulun Tumei, Mnesh Sof Tumalatzes, Derek Sham. Now, Rabbi Yosi doesn't deny the halach of Sof Tumalatzes, meaning he's not denying the entire concept. He's denying the applicability of that concept to the case of this piece of a mace or some type of tumma inside of a box. But in the Gemara Mesachs Beitza Daf Yud, where it talks about a mace inside of a house, and the house has a lot of doorways, so we look under the awning of all of those doorways, anything that's tahar under those awnings of any of those doorways is going to be considered tameh, because we view as if the mace is already out, because the mace is going to go out one of those doorways. So he says over there, Rabbi Yossi's moda, the hasam b'meis shalem, dein derech l'sorfel l'nachta paks m'gazayis, l'nachta paks m'gazayis. Over there we're talking about a full dead body. Full dead body, you can bet they're going to take it out whole. They're not going to cut it up, they're not going to burn it, they're not going to do any of those things. So by meis shalem, of course Rabbi Yossi's moda to the concept of Sof Tumalates, he's just not convinced over here that it's actually going to be Sof Tumalates. Sof Tumalates doesn't mean whenever there's Tumah in an inner room that the outer room is Tameh. It's only when we actually think there's a high likelihood that the outer room one day will be exposed to this Tumah. So by a Meis Shalem, of course it's going to be exposed to this Tumah. You're not going to burn the dead body, you're not going to cut a dead body up, but when you're dealing with a Kesayis Min HaMeis, who says that you're not going to cut it up? Who says you're not going to, to burn it? So that is the that is Tosa's explanation of Rabbi Yossi. But anyway, the Katani Sefer, it says in the Sefer, Hamida bePesach uPischa l'chutz. Let's say you put the box right by the doorway, and the opening to the box faces the outside. So Tuma Betocha, if there's Tuma in the box, Habayis Tahar, the house is going to be Tahar. Because Sof Tuma Latzeis will tell you that the Tuma is going to come out outside the house. It's not going to come out inside the house. The Pesach is facing outside. Tuma Bebayis, Masha Betocha Tahar. But if there's Tuma inside of the house, then that which is in the box is going to be meaning not but. And also, if there's Tuma inside of the house, that which is in the box is going to be Tahar. Because the house is not exposed to the box. The box is closed off. There's no opening between the house and the box. And certainly, the tumah is not going to go out. There's no sof tumah latzeis into the box from the house, so that's also going to be tahar. The taniyala, and we learned in regards to this, Rabbi Yossi mitahir. It was said on this brisa that Rabbi Yossi is mitahir. That Rabbi Yossi holds that it's tahar. So what does Rabbi Yossi hold as tahar? Aheya. Which case is Rabbi Yossi going on? Ilema a seifa. If you want to tell me Rabbi Yossi is going on the seifa, what do you mean the seifa where the box was in the doorway? Remember in the sefer where the box is in the doorway, regardless where the tumah was, the Tanakam also said it's tahar. So you wouldn't say, oh, and Rabbi Yossi mitahir. Of course Rabbi Yossi mitahir. The Tanakam was also mitahir. Wouldn't be adding anything to say Rabbi Yossi is mitahir. So Ella dekamer Tanakama tumah betocha habayis tameh. So it must be that it's going on the following. Tanakama said that if the tumah is inside of the box, then the house is going to be tameh. Meaning again, we're assuming, going back to the case of the resha, the box is not in the doorway. The box is inside the house. There is a poseach tefach inside the box, but the opening of the box does not have a poseach tefach. So he said, if there's tumah inside the box, the Tanakama held the entire house is going to be tameh, because that tumah is sofa latzeis out of the box into the house. Why is imishum derech tumah latzeis? Either it's sof tumah latzeis v'imishum de tumah tumah b'kaas. And even if the other way the house could become tameh, this is adding a little bit into the brisa that it didn't really say, is that even if the box itself didn't have a poseach tefach on the inside, it could still be mitame the especially if the box itself didn't have a poseach tefach on the inside, it would be mitame the house, because then it would be bukas viola. There would be nothing to contain the tuma inside of the box. Meaning the only time we're concerned about sof tumah latzeis is assuming the house isn't already tamei midinda oraisa of regular laws of tumah. So there are two ways the house can be Tameh. Either the box is unable to contain the Tumah as is on a Daraisa level, in the sense that there is no Poseach Tefach, there is no airspace of a Tefach inside of the box, so then the Tumah will shoot straight through the box. And then we set the Braisa picks up from that point and says, and even if there is a Poseach Tefach in the box, Sof Tumalatzeis could still be Metame the house. That's the Tanakama. V'kamele Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, I disagree on both points. Dekamre Terech Tumalatzeis, that which you're worried about, Sof Tumalatzeis. Now, I'm not so convinced it's Sof Alatzeis. Yachalu Lotzia Lachatzon, Olasarfa B'mekoma. After all, you could cut it up into pieces, you could burn it wherever it is. Not so convinced that it's Sof Alatzeis. Udekamret, and that which you tell me, that Tumah Tumuna Bakas, Tumah Tumuna Ena Bakas. That which you say, that if the box doesn't have a Poseach Tefach, that the Tumah that's inside of the box will just shoot straight through the box and will fill the entire house. I don't agree. I don't think there's such a concept of Tumah Tumuna Bokas. I don't think that if you cover a mace or you cover Tumah with something and there's no Poseach Tefach, that the Tumah is going to shoot straight through that covering. I don't believe in that concept. I think Tumah Tumuna Eino Bokas. So that's where we find that Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Tumuna Eino Bokas. Now remember, the clothing of a mace, Rabbi Yossi would still hold that the Tumah would shoot straight through because that's bottled to the mace. We're talking about an external covering over the mace that's less than a Poseach Tefach above the mace. Now, where does this din of Sof Tumah Latzeis come from? I mean, the halachas of Tumah of Poseach Tefach, good, so these are all the standard halachas of Tumah. Sof Tumah, because Tumah is going to be somewhere potentially, therefore we view that as if it's Tameh. So where does it come from? So Rashi over here writes that Gazru Chachamim Gazru, that it's a Gzeres Chachamim, that Sof Tumah Latzeis. It's clearly a din to Rabbanan, that since the Tumah may very well end up there, so out of an excess of caution, the Chachamim were Sake in the Tumah, or goes there a Tumah, that it's Ki'ilu, you have to view the Tumah as if it's already there. However, interestingly, Rashi in Masechas Beitza on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil B'Dor Raisa, Rashi writes that the concept of Sof Tumah Latzeis is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which would make it a Dor Raisa, that it's not just Takanos Chachamim, means clearly not learned from Pesukim in the Torah, but he understands it as Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Now, I mentioned before that Tosfos on the bottom writes that Rabbi Yossi doesn't totally disagree with the din of Sof Tumah Latzeis. He just disagrees with applying it to a bit of Tumah that's inside of a box. But he would agree, if you have a mace shalem, that we would certainly say the concept of Sof Tumah Latzeis. Meaning, if it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai, this would not be one of the kashas that you would ask on the Rambam Shita, when the Rambam writes in the Haktam to the Pirush Mishnah, he says you can never have a machlokas on Halach L'Moshe Misinai. No, there is no machlokas over here. There is whether the Halach L'Moshe Misinai exists. It's machlokas in the details, that we have all the time. But there's no machlokas whether the Halach L'Moshe Misinai exists if you assume it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Certainly there's a din of Sof Tumah Latzeis. The question is how broadly we apply Sof Tumah Latzeis. The Tiferes Yaakov explains the Tosfos that you have to say what Tosfos says. It's Mukhruch in the Mishnah because the Tumah that's Chal from Sof Tumah Latzeis is, let's assume, Tiferes Yaakov assumes, like Rashi says over here, that it's a Takanas Chachamim, that it's a Tumah Drabanan. So, Manashach, if Rabbi Yossi was aware of such a Takanas Chachamim, so then how could he be cholik on it? It must be that if Rabbi Yossi thought that the Chachamim were never misaking it, so why does he have to give a reason? Nah, you don't say Sof Tumah Latzeis because it could be cut up, it could be burnt. What do you mean? If you hold it, there's no such Takanas Chachamim, the Rabbani never made such a din of Sof Tumah Latzeis. What do you need explanations about why there's no Sof Tumah Latzeis? There's no Sof Tumah Latzeis because the Chachamim never made such a din. Elamai, Rabbi Yossi must have heard of the din, he must have agreed that there's such a din, and he's disagreeing with when the Chachamim applied it. So that's why he gives a svara, that the Chachamim don't apply it in this case. So it's Mukhrach, that Rabbi Yossi must hold of the din of Sof Tumah Latzeis. What Tos says is Mukhrach, otherwise Rabbi Yossi wouldn't give any svaras if he didn't hold of the din. He would just say, the Chachamim were never goes there, such a din. Fine. I don't know why Rabbi Yossi doesn't just say that instead of saying that you might burn it or you might cut it, why doesn't he just say you might remove the box? You might take the whole box with the Tumah out, and therefore the Tumah will never go into the house. And maybe you would say that Asur L'Nachas is significant enough that we never view it as if you're going to move that box. Asur L'Nachas means that box is meant to stay there forever, that we would never view it as if that box is on its way out. Now there is a shita of Tosfos and Masechet Erevin. Tosfos and Masechet Erevin, Daf Ayin Tesam Ralph, writes that even according to Rabbi Yossi, that Stam Tuma Tumuna is not Boka'as Viola, but Tuma that's Tumun in a Kever is Vade Boka'as Viola. Meaning, if you think about what Rabbi Yossi is saying, it's unbelievable. Rabbi Yossi is saying that if you have Tuma that's covered by something, let's say a box or a lot of dirt, that contains the Tuma doesn't go up. So that would mean Kohanim could walk into a cemetery. Right? I mean, logically, that would mean Kohanim could walk into a cemetery. All the dead bodies are covered with, they're either in America, certainly they're in a coffin, and even if not in a coffin, they're covered with all this dirt. So the tumma wouldn't go up. It wouldn't be Bokas Viola. No, Rabbi Yossi is saying even without a tefach, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi Shita, that you don't need a tefach. That tumah bokas viola, that tumah tumuna is not bokas viola. That even without a tefach, it's not bokas viola. The normal shita that we normally assume, the large majority of Tanaim and Amoraim, is that you need a tefach in order to stop the tumah. Sounds like according to Rabbi Yossi, a kohen can walk into a cemetery. So that's what Tosfos and Erevin, the Defiant Test, says no. Rabbi Yossi would be molded by a kever, it's different. When you stam have a gezayis min a meis, you have something like that, fine. But when you're dealing with a kever, then for sure it's going to be bokas viola. Why? Because it's a pasuk. The Torah tells us that that an ohel bekever, but midbar perik yotas pasuk design bekever. Pasuk tells us beferish that a kever is metame that it's tuma bokas. So it can't be that Rabbi Yossi would insist to hold his opinion even by a kever. It's only talking about other cases of tuma. So says Gemara, wait a second. Rami Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi, you can ask a stira within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi ditnan, because we have a mishnah as follows: Hakelav sha'achol basar meis. Let's say a dog ate flesh from a dead body, kazais min ames, which is normally mitami ba'ohel. Umeis hakelav, and then the dog died. Why do we need the dog to die in this case? Because as long as the dog is alive, there's a concept called that tuma belua bebali chayim is ena metama. That any tuma that's all the way inside of a bal chay, it's completely belua, swallowed up inside of a bal chay, no longer has the ability to be metame. But once the dog is dead, so the dog is like a box. We no longer view it as a living thing, it's like a box, and then the tuma has the ability to extend outside of the dog. It's able to be metame. So you have the dog ate. There's a kzais of basar min ames inside that dog, and then the dog died. Umutal al eskof, and the dog is right by the doorway to a house. Ramei Romer im yesh b'tzavaru poseach tefach mevias atuma. V'imlav eino mevias atuma. Ramei says if the neck of the dog has a tefach of space, so then the tumma goes out through the neck of the dog and can go out into the house. Otherwise, it's not going to go out through the neck of the dog. You need a tefach of space in order for the tumma to escape. How do you measure the tefach? The neck of the dog is probably not a perfect square. So the Rashi on the Mishnah says you take a string that's 3 tefachim long, and you see if it goes behekif shlosha tefachim, the neck of the dog is round. So you see if it has a 3 tefach neck. Why 3? Because the Gemara says in a couple of places in Masech HaSeriv, in Masech HaSukkah, the Gemara says that, how do I know that kol sheyesh, where the Gemara says, how do I know that any time that you would have a diameter of 1, that it would mean that you have a circumference of 3. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk from the Yam Shel Shlomo, when Shlomo Melch was building his palace in Sefer Melachim, he built a mikvah, swimming pool, whatever you want to call it. He built a yam. Pasuk calls it a yam, and it describes the dimensions of the yam, and it describes the diameter being, I forgot the exact number, let's say, for argument's sake, 20, and then the circumference being 60. So you see that pi equals 3, the Gemara says. So all the Achronim ask the Kasha, but pi doesn't equal 3, pi is 3.14, on and on and on, it keeps going. So pi is not exactly 3, so how can you say that pi equals 3? It's not true, the Metzius isn't that way. So that's what all the Achronim explain, the Chacham Shlomo and our Hashulchan, all the Achronim explain the same thing, that what the Gemara is saying is not how do I know pi equals 3. Anyone could do in simple experiment, you don't need to be a mathematician, take a string and put it around a circle, you'll see, you know, that it's not exactly a 3-to-1 ratio. But the saying is, how do I know halachically you're allowed to estimate pi as 3? When you try to figure out halachas of Erevin and halachas of a sukkah and how big a round sukkah has to be and things like that, you're allowed to estimate pi as 3, and even though it's obviously a little bit off, that's good enough. Halacha doesn't demand that you be 100% precise when measuring circles and squares in that way. So that's what we're allowed to rely on over here as well. Pi equals 3. The Gra had a gorgeous word. The Gra says, if you look at the word that the Torah uses, that the Navi uses to describe the diameter of the Yam Shel Shlomo, the word is Kav. except there's a Kriya Niksiv. It's red Kav, it's spelled Kava. Kuf Vav is the way it's read. Kuf Vav Hey is the way it's spelled. So he says, if you look carefully, 106 and 111. So he says, if you take the number 111 over 106 and you do x over 3, that x is going to, 111 over 106 equals x over 3, the x will come out to 3.14, will come out to pi, to 4 digits down. 3.1415, I don't remember what it is, 15, something. It comes out to pi, to 4 digits down. So he says, in the Navi, it's a remes to you that they understood exactly what pi is. And obviously what it's trying to tell you is just that the halacha allows you to estimate pi. But of course, the Navi knew exactly what pi was. Okay, or close enough to what pi was. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so again, the first sheet is Rabbi Meir says, it all depends on the neck of the dog. You have this dead dog that has a kazayis basar inside of it. All depends on the size of the opening in the neck of the dog. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no. Rowin, and Gears of the Shittim Kubat says, Rowin es hatuma mikineged hashkof ulefneim habayis tamim mikineged hashkof ulechutz habayis tahar. We look at where the tumah is. Pasha pshat, the way Rabbi Yossi is saying, is that we look inside the animal's body and try to find where the kazayis basar min hameis actually is right now. So if the kazayis basar, so the dog is halfway inside, halfway outside the house. If the kazayis basar min hameis is in the part of the dog that's inside of the house, then the house is going to be tameh, because the tumah is bakas viela, fills up the entire house. If the tumah is in a part of the dog that's outside of the house is going to be tahar. That's the pasha pshat, what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rabbi Lazar Omer, piv lefnim habayis tahar, piv lechutz habayis tameh. Rabbi Lazar says, very interesting. If the mouth of the dog is inside the house, and the other end of the dog is outside of the house, then the house is going to be tahar. Because normally when a dog eats something, that stuff is going to come out, not through the mouth, but through the other end. And therefore, Sof Tumalates would tell you that that was destined to come out on the other side. So then the house would be tahar if it was destined to come out outside of the house. But Piv Lachutz, if the mouth of the dog is toward the outside of the house, and the other end of the dog was toward the inside of the house, then Abayis Tamim. Because we assume that the tum is going to go out through the other end of the dog, and that's why it's going to be matami the house. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, ben kach ben kach abayis tamim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir says, doesn't matter where the mouth is, doesn't matter how wide the neck of the animal is, doesn't matter where the tumah is inside the animal's body. Either way, no matter what, the house is going to be tameh, because you never know, the tumah may come out toward the direction of the house. Either the dog might have thrown up that meat, in which case it would have come out. So it doesn't matter. None of these things matter. It's all a din of sof tumalatzes, and the tumah, we always view the house as if it's tameh. So now, what was Rabbi Yossi talking about? My lava ain't, again, we've been working with the yisod that Rabbi Yossi holds, that when you cover a dead body up, even if there's not a poseach tefach, the tumah is not Bukas Viola, the tumah remains contained. So we're trying to show that Rabbi Yossi contradicts himself, that over here Rabbi Yossi holds that when the tumah is covered and there's no poseach tefach, the tumah does not remain contained, the tumah shoots right out. So my lava ain bitzavar poseach tefach chai Rabbi Yossi, ushrami la tumah tumunu bukas. Isn't Rabbi Yossi saying over here that if the tumah is in a part of the dog that's inside the house, because the dog does not have a tefach of airspace, the tumah just shoots right through the dog and fills up the entire house? So isn't he telling me the concept of tumah tumuna b'ka'as? So Rava says, no, that's not at all what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rowan is chalal hatumah katani. What it's telling me is that we look at the Rabbi Yossi is not talking about when it's ein b'tzavar u'tefach and being more machmir, because then in that case, even if the tumah was inside the house, the bias would be tahar, because tumah tumuna is ein b'kas according to Rabbi Yossi. What Rabbi Yossi is talking about is when it's yesh b'tzavar u'poseach tefach, when there is a tefach in the neck of the animal, and Rabbi Yossi is coming to be mekel that which Rabbi Meir says that the oel of the tzavar of the neck is mamshich the tumah, since it's rochav tefach, since it's one tefach wide, even though there is no chalal of a tefach. So Rabbi Yossi says, no, we view the chalal atuma, the chalal atzavir, if there is chalal atefach, then it could be mamshich l'tuma. If there isn't a chalal atefach, then it's not going to be mamshich the tuma. So that's how Rav explains Rabbi Yossi. So again, so Amar Rav Rowan is chalal atuma katan. Rabbi Yossi betarti pligi. Rabbi Yossi is actually saying two different things. V'kamer l'rameir. He's saying to Rameir as follows. D'kamer t'yesh b'tzavar opesei tefach, maybe as a tumah, that which you say that as long as the neck of the animal has a tefach, that it's going to be able to transmit the tumah. anan basar chalala azlina. Now, we don't just look at the neck of the animal, we also look at the open air space inside of the animal. And that's what it needs. Not just that the neck should be a tefach wide, it needs a tefach of air space to be maybe the tumah. Udekaamrit, and on a second issue, that which you claim, aliskofa kula tame, mikenegad hashkofa lefnim, habayis tame, mikenegad hashkofa lechutz, habayis tahar. That which you consider the entire width of the doorway to be inside the house, I disagree with that as well. Not the entire width of the doorway is inside the house. That which is the door, when the door closes, that part of the doorway that's outside of the house, that part of the threshold that's outside of the house is considered the outside of the house. That part of the threshold that's inside of the house is considered the inside of the house. So that's a totally separate issue. What do we call the threshold of the house? Where do you consider the beginning of the inside of the house? So that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with as well, but that's an entirely separate issue. Rav Acha Brei D'Rava Masna L'Behedya, Rav Acha Brei D'Rava actually learned this explicitly, that this is what Rabbi Yossi was driving at, that Rabbi Yossi Yomer Rowan Es Chalal HaTuma. Rabbi Yossi says, we view the Chalal HaTuma, meaning we look at not just the general width of the animal's neck, but particularly we look at the airspace of inside the animal's neck, how much open airspace there is, that you need a halal tefach in order for the tumah to be transferred. Fine. Remember, we started the daf by saying that yesterday we learned that one of the ways to explain the Mishnah at the very bottom of Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis is that sometimes Ohel is referred to as Negia, is referred to as Tumas Maga. So we said that was the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. So it says, Mantan de Palagale. Who disagrees with that? Who doesn't consider Ohel Negia? Meaning, we previously said Rabbi Yossi does, so it sounds like somebody else doesn't, so who doesn't consider it Negia? Now Rashi says, there's got to be somebody who doesn't, because there was one shita that we quoted in the Mishnah, that if you're touching the Chatzi Zayis of Tuma, of Basam and Ames, and you are under the same roof as another Chatzi Zayis of Basam and Ames, that it's not Mitztarif. And if Ohel and Maga are Shem Echad, it should be Mitztarif. So there must be somebody who disagrees, because we had such a Tana. Tulsa says, no, that's ridiculous. That even Rabbi Yossi was moded to. Remember we said, Ohel Hamshacha is different than Ohel where you go over the Tumah or the Tumah goes over you. Everyone agrees, the way Rav understood, that Ohel Hamshacha is not considered Maga. So we're not talking about, we're not being medayik that we had that Tana, and that Tana must be ascribed to somebody. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees to that Tana. What we're saying is just the fact that we attach the Shita, that Ohel and Maga are synonymous to Rabbi Yossi, implies that there's somebody who disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. Not that we know of any Tana that said otherwise. It's just there's an implication. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon here. It's who's the one that disagrees? It's Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says as follows. Shalosh Tumos Parshos Min Ames. There are three different types of tuma that come from parts of a dead body. Shtayim Bekal Achas Ushlishis Ein Behen. And there are three types of things that come from a dead body that could become tame, that and three potential types of tuma that they could have. Maga, Masa, and Ohel. These three items each have two of the three of those types of tuma. We're going to identify three items that each have only two of the types of potential tuma you could have from a dead body. The Eluhain, and that is as follows. Mlotav Radrekev, Etzem Kisaura, Vigol Vidofik. The spoonful of dead dust, of the decomposed dust of a dead body, the etzem kisaora, the bone the size of a saora, and a gol v'dofek. Each of those items have only two of the three potential types of tuma. Mlo tavrid rekav m'tam b'masa ba'ol, v'ena m'tam b'maga. Mlo tavrid rekav, we learned yesterday, could be m'tam b'masa ba'ol, but not b'maga. Why can't it be m'tam b'maga? So we learned in the Gemara yesterday, you can never touch a full mlo tavrid rekav, because it's dust. So if you touch part of it, you never touch the entire spoonful. Each particle of dust is independent. V'heichon maga'o, so where do we find maga? Imachos man, with the other types of tuma, with gol v'dofek, with etzem kisaora, there you can find tumas maga. Etzem kisaora metam b'masa u'b'maga v'ena metam ba'oel. A bone the size of a saora can be metame a person by carrying it, by touching it, but not by ohel. V'heichon a'alo, where do we find tumas ohel? Imachos man, with one of the other types of tuma, but not with etzem kisaora. Gol v'dofek metam b'maga ba'oel, then have masa. A gol v'dofe could be metame with maga and ohel, but can't be metame with masa. V'heichon masa'o, where do we find tamas masa? Imechonen, with one of the other categories. Now, what does gol v'dofe mean? This is machlokas Rashi Tosim Seches Ksuvis. What exactly gol v'dofe means? Whether it means the cover of the coffin, the sides and cover of the coffin, or it means a tombstone, something that you would put over the kever as a marker of the kever. So that's Machlokes Rashi Tosos at the very beginning of Meseches Ksuvos. Now Rashi over here writes that it's halachal Moshe Misinai that etzem kesor is not metame ba'ol. Right, etzem kesor we said is maga masa yes, ohel no. So Rashi says halachal Moshe Misinai is not metame ba'ol. Tosos just raises the question that it's explicit in the Gemara Nazir Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph that learns from psukim that etzem kesor is not metame ba'ohel. So it can't just be a pashut halachal Moshe Misinai. So the Lev Aryeh is metarets that it's only according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to that sugya Nazir there. If you look at it carefully, it's only Rabbi Yochanan who uses a pasuk to teach me that etzem kesor is not metame ba'ohel. But Reish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. And according to Reish Lakish, he doesn't use the pasuk for that purpose, and therefore, according to Reish Lakish, it must be halacha l'Moshe Misinai that etzem kesor is metame magamasa, not metame ba'ol. So maybe Rashi is just going with the shita of Reish Lakish that it's got to be halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So that must be how Rashi is assuming. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. Kolus nevela v'kolus hasharet. So the Mishnah had said that if you have a marrow bone of a nevela or a marrow bone of a sheret, so long as the bone is not punctured, it's totally sasum, the Mishnah said, then if you touch the bone, you're still tahar. But as soon as there's a nekev in the bone, as soon as there's a hole in the bone, and you know, therefore there's access to the marrow, no matter how small the hole is, because you can always stick a hair from your head or from your beard into that hole and have access to the marrow inside of it. So as long as it's big enough to stick a hair in, the hole's big enough to stick a hair in, it's considered that you have access to the bus or the marrow that's inside of the bone, and melech it's tame even when you just touch the bone itself. So that's what the Mishnah said. So Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brayso that explains as follows: Bin avlasa v'lo b'kol stuma. There is tumas nevela, but not if it's a bone that's totally closed up. Yachla filu nikva. I might think even if the bone is punctured, it should still be tahar tamalomar hanoge yitma esha efshaliga tame v'esha efshaliga tahar. That which it's possible to touch will make you tame. That which it's impossible to touch will stay tahar. Amalei Rabbi Zeira la Abayis. Rabbi Zeira says Abayi elameata behema ba'ora lo tetame. So then, if that were the case, then an animal in its skin should not be metame because there's no holes. So an animal inside of its skin should not be tame. Let's say you have a dead carcass, a nevela, and you touch the nevela, but it hasn't been skinned yet. So if you're going to tell me that when it's EF Shaliga, when you have no access to the basar, that you're not going to become tame from touching the covering, so when you touch the skin of that animal, you're not going to be tame? That's crazy. So says Gemara, Pukhazi kamina kavim yeshba. So he says, oh, look at a dead animal. There are plenty of holes. The animal has a mouth, it has ears, it has plenty of holes that go inside to the body. So it's not, you can't tell me that there are no holes. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava, so Rav Papa says, Rava elameata kulya b'chel below to tame. Why don't you say about a kidney that's surrounded by its fats should not be metame? So, because after all, there's no access to the actual bus or the kidney. So, tachazi kama chutim shachneim. And I know there are plenty of chutim that extend out through the fats that you do have access to the inside. By Rav Hoshea, what if the bone still doesn't have any holes in it, but you already had a machshava that you want to make a hole in the bone? What would be the din? Is the fact that there's no actual hole there yet, is that like mechusar maisa, that nothing is done yet? Or do we say that that's not mechusar maisa, that the fact that there's actually no hole there is not considered that but you plan on making it is good enough that we view it as if there already is a hole. So Hadar Pashta, so he was poshet the Shaila, Mechusar Nekiva Lav Kemechusar Maisa Dami. It doesn't tell us how he was poshet the Shaila, it just says, yeah, he answered that Mechusar Nekiva Lav Kemechusar Maisa Dami, just the fact that you had a machshava to make the hole there is as if the hole is already there. So the Shoshana Mudavar explains that he was poshet the Safek from the fact that the Makar of Tumas Shomer Benevela is from the extra word Yud, in the extra letter Yud in the Pasuk. It doesn't say Tamei, it says Yitma. Yitma is a lashon of asid, of something that's in the future. So it must be coming to be marbe, that even a tumma that's asid to happen, that one day will happen, even though it hasn't yet happened, we view it as if it's tummy already. So that must mean that even if the nekev isn't there, but you one day plan on making a nekev there, that's good enough. So our Gemara seems very clear cut in terms of what the halacha is going to be, that if you plan on making a nekev, even though the nekev's not yet there, it's as if it's already there. That seems very clear cut in our Gemara, which makes it strange that the Rambam in Shara Vosotum and Perek Beis Halacha Yud Beis paskins that if you touch a bone that you only had a machshava to make a nekev, but you have not yet made the nekev, it's a suffik tuma. It doesn't sound that way from our Gemara. It sounds from our Gemara it's a vadai tuma. So Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam's machria against Rav Oshia in our Gemara, because there's another Gemara, Mesechus Zvachim, Daf Kofei Amad Aleph, where the Gemara assumes by Mechusa Yitzia, that Mechusa Yitzia is K'Mechusa Maisa. So the Rambam says, if Mechusa Yitzia is K'Mechusa Maisa, Mechusa Nekiva may also have a din of Mechusa Maisa. So you have to say something like that. Also, one language note that struck me when I was reading this Gemara. The Gemara had said that whenever there's no hole in it yet, you're not going to become Tameh from touching the outside, the covering of the Tumah. So the Gemara asked two questions, right? One about a nevela that's covered by its own skin. You shouldn't become Tameh from touching the skin. And the other question was about the kidney covered by its fats. But look how the Gemara answered the question. Look at the language used when the Gemara answered the question. When it came to the nevela in its own skin, what was the answer? Puk chazi, come out and see. When it came to the question of the kidney, ta chazi. It wasn't puk, it wasn't go out, it was ta. Come and see. So why the difference in language? So that bothered me when I was reading the Gemara. I was gratified to see that the Lev Aryeh, quoted in the Biur Yadav over here, asked the Kasha, and he says just very posh. He says, when it comes to the carcass, where what are the holes that we're looking at? The mouth, the ears, the eyes, the nose, things like that, that are very evident. You just look at the animal, it has these holes. So it says, it says the Lashon of Puk chazi, just go out. You don't have to investigate. Just go out. Just look at any animal, and you'll see that there are all these holes. When we're talking about a kidney, you have to actually dissect the animal. You need to open up the animal and look at the kidney to be able to see that it's different. That's why I use a different lashon of tachazi. Now, the exact exchange about the behemoth inside of its own or inside of its skin is a very difficult exchange. What did when Rav Papa said to Rava? I'm sorry. When Rabbi Zera said to Abaye, Elamayata behema ba'ora lo titame. What, did Rabbi Zera not realize that an animal in its skin, that a dead carcass, has holes that you can through which you can access the basar? Did he not realize that animals have mouths and noses and ears? How did he not know that? How could it be that what exactly is the shakla vitari over here? And furthermore, why didn't you just say that mechusar hafshata, the animal is omed lihipashe, the animal is going to be skinned at one point? So why don't you just say that mechusar hafshata is lavka mechusar maisadami? Why does he assume that the fact that the animal has skin is viewed as if it doesn't have a hole? The Gemara is going to say that mechusar nekiva, even if you plan on puncturing a bone, we view it as if the bone is already punctured. So you definitely plan on skinning the animal, so why don't we say the fact that you plan on skinning it should make it as if it's already skinned? So those are the kashas that the Lev Aryeh asks. So he says, in terms of the suffix of, he suggests that maybe the suffix of Rabbi Zera was very similar to the suffix that Gemara is going to ask about the bone that you plan on puncturing a hole in. And it's saying, since I plan on skinning the animal, is that the same as planning on puncturing a hole? Meaning he was asking that exact suffix. Do we assume that Mechusar Afshata is K'Mechusar Maisadami or not? Very similar to the suffix of the Gemara. He's asking it a little bit earlier than that suffix of the Gemara. But what about the other thing, the other issue? Did he not know about these in the covering of the animal? So the Bar Yitzchak explains very pashut. Of course he knew that an animal has a mouth and nose and everything, and there is access to the basar. But when you use this animal, whatever the animal is meant to be, whatever is meant to be done with this animal, most likely, most behemos, whatever you do with them, you cut them up into the eivarim. You cut them up limb by limb. So since the head is not going to be attached to this body for very long, we don't don't view the holes in the animal's head as having any effect on the basar that's under the animal's thigh, let's say, that's in the animal's torso or something like that. Because the head, those holes are destined to be severed from the rest of the body. So we don't view those holes as being meaningful holes in terms of the access to the basar of the rest of the animal. And that's why he raised the shayla. And then the teretz was, nah, you have to look at it and see that there are holes in it right now, and you look at it as it is right now, not like it's going to be. Okay, the next Mishnah starts talking about Beitzas Hashar, it's about Hashem. We will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow. Okay, a little bit of catching up to do. Hopefully we'll do it tomorrow.